Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Indeed, I'm live, as I am every Sunday. Well, at least, you know, bringing you live information as we always do. I want to wish all of you belated happy Thanksgiving. And we're coming into the holiday seasons that are so special and so important to so many of us. I had the opportunity over the last Thanksgiving week to spend it with my daughter and her family down in Pawleys Island, South Carolina, sitting on the beach and kind of watching the waves come in and reading a little bit and playing with my grandsons. I actually taught them how to play gin rummy and bocce ball. You know, obviously I'm Sicilian, so that's an important game in my life, but we had fun. It was really a lovely time. But, you know, when you give me too much time, I start doing a lot of research and investigation of things that have been sitting on my brain. And I want to share some things with you that are important, but not only important, critical. And we're coming up to a time in our lives that we're going to have to make some important decisions. We're actually going to have to choose sides at some point. I read constantly, and I'm trying to assimilate information. This whole COVID pandemic that we're in the midst of, and everybody's trying to tighten down the reins again and make things a little bit more stressful coming into the holiday season. They don't want you to get together with your family. They don't want you to go to your churches. They don't want you to go to your synagogues and so forth. You want to stay home. You know, at the end of the day, what is that all about? What in God's name is going on behind the scenes? Well, I'm going to try to shed a little bit of light on that subject for you today. And I want you to make a decision that if you're truly someone who embraces freedom and choices and decision making on your own, that soon you're going to have to choose and take a side and make your thoughts known, because I'm telling you right now what's been going on for the last over a year, and I say over a year, is one that has been calculated and planned but started a long time ago. So here's what you're gonna look at coming for. Vaccinations are going to be forced. And it's part of a plan to reset the whole global economic system. Now, global vaccine passports are being introduced as not only an idea, but in fact, they are there and they're going to be a prerequisite for a lot of things that you can do, particularly travel. Now, this is not Dr. Tom Rozelle telling you this. There's going to be a lot of data, and I'm going to start using my Facebook page, drtomrozelle.com, to share information with you as time goes on. We're going to reformat it and we're going to put all kinds of data there. But there's something called Common Pass. It's a digital health passport framework that's initiated by the Commons Project, the World Economic Forum, and the Rockefeller Foundation. Did you get that? It is a health passport, and it's initiated by three major groups, the Commons Project, the World Economic Forum, and the Rockefeller Foundation. So now when you get your test results or your vaccine, the data is going to be uploaded onto an app on your cell phone. Now, by the way, this was initially brought about years ago when the Clinton administration came in. They wanted to have a one healthcare system for the United States, and they were going to issue you these credit cards that had a hologram sunk into the middle of it, and all of your digital information about your health would be there. So any doctor that you walked into could grab your passport card or your little credit card or whatever it was going to be, and they could scan it and they could upload it and they could see everything that's ever happened to you your entire life. And they were selling, now every doctor would have the information, that they wouldn't have to take as much of a history and so forth. Well, fortunately, at that time, that got shot down. I was part of a group that presented at one point and positioning integrative and natural healthcare. And that's why I know a lot of the information. But let's roll it back and let's go to April of this year, April 2020. The Rockefeller Foundation laid out a strategic framework that was clearly intended to become a permanent surveillance and social control structure. Listen to what I just said. The Rockefeller Foundation laid out a strategic framework that was about control, control of surveillance, control of limiting personal liberties and freedom of your choice. Did you get that? I mean, this is craziness, and you really have to understand the depth that a lot of people are going to control global population and to control economic forces around the world. And you're going to hear me use the term technocracy. So around the world, there's a considerable push away. Many of us who have common sense are pushing away against mandatory vaccinations. But there's many people out there who are already bought into the Kool-Aid and say, you know, well, you have to be vaccinated. You have to protect me. Well, if vaccines become mandatory, even let's go to the point that vaccines end up being voluntary, and but you refuse to take the vaccine. As I said many times on the show, Dr. Tom Rozelle will refuse to take the vaccine. They're going to have to handcuff me and, you know, force it into my body. But there are severe implications for all of us who enjoy our freedom. So the articles that I've been reading is they're one that put shock into even someone who is not a believer. Forced vaccination is part and parcel of a plan to reset the global economic system forever, forever, and altering life as we know it as time goes on. Now, global vaccine passports are in fact being introduced as we speak right now. They're out there already, and it's a matter of time before vaccination status will be a prerequisite for travel. So they're going to start out by saying, no, you don't have to have your vaccination, but you're not going to be able to travel. We all have talked about that, but at the end of the day, it's true. So here's what it is. There's something called Common Pass. Common Pass is a digital health passport. It's initiated by the Commons Project, the World Economic Forum, and the Rockefeller Foundation, as I said a moment ago. During the first weeks of July of this year, there was a gathering of more than 350 leaders from the public and private sectors in 52 countries designed to create a common framework for, what do they call it? For safe border reopening around the world. Safe border reopening around the world. The framework is kind of eerie. So let me tell you about it because I have it in front of me. I want to share it with you. This is really important that you get it, you understand it, and that you need to know what your options are. And that's the whole purpose of today's program. So every nation, according to this forum, right, must publish their health screening criteria for entry into the country using a standard format on a common framework. Okay. We're already starting Globalism One. Each country must register trusted facilities that conduct COVID-19 lab testing for foreign travel and administer vaccines listed in the Common Pass Registry. So this group of people in this common this Commons project are deciding what you're going to have to take. They're linked in to, guess what, Big Pharma and the technocrats across the globe, and they're going to tell you what you have to do. Each country will accept health screening status from foreign visitors through different apps that'll be in all kinds of devices and services, but they're going to be built on this Common Pass framework. Patient identification is to be collected at the time of the sample collection or vaccination using the international standard that this group of people have come about and devised. So they're going to take all your data, right? Your identification, who you are, where you live, what, you know, what's about your genetic weaknesses and so forth. All of that, anything that's available to them, they're going to upregulate this stuff. Now, the Common Pass framework will be integrated into flight and hotel reservations and check-in process. What? You mean, if I have to fly, if I check in a hotel of any kind, I've got to have this information. That's where it's going. So here's what's going to go on with these things. So if you want to travel, your personal health record will be evaluated and compared to a country's entry requirements. And guess what? If you don't meet them, you'll be directed to an approved testing and vaccination location. So they're either going to test you to see if you're clear, or you're going to have to be vaccinated while you're there. So everything is cool, right? A screen, a video will illustrate the general idea of how this all works. If you go into a website that I'm going to give you right now, it's called Mercola.com, M-E-R-C-O-L-A, Mercola.com. And then if you look for this Common Pass, it'll upregulate what I'm talking to you about in screen form. and you'll be able to see it. And it talks about you going to the lab and you get your vaccination results and you get a travel ID. And there's a very specific upload on your app, and that goes to a Common Pass compliance engine. And then you go to your apps on your phones. And then guess what? Then you can travel. Then you can check into a hotel. The Rockefeller Foundation is one of three founders of Common Pass. And it should be no surprise to anybody. But, you know, you go back to October 19th of last year, the Rockefeller Foundation, in conjunction with two other groups and major hospitals and the John Hopkins University, were the ones that started a preparedness exercise for the pseudo corona epidemic, this pneumonia epidemic. They knew it was coming, so they were going to trial test it and see what they had to do about it. This is not something that just suddenly came about us, and, you know, Trump didn't know, and, you know, the Democrats didn't know, and all those people didn't know. It's important that you understand that this is all about something that is pre-planned across the board. It also warns that the elimination of privacy will be required, stating, and I'm going to quote this. This is scary as heck. Some privacy concerns must be set aside for an infectious agent as virulent as COVID-19, that you have, you know, a 99-point-something chance of recovering from it. I mean, does this make any sense to anybody? It's like craziness, right? The tracking system proposed by the Rockefeller Foundation demands access to other medical data. It tells us that the system will have any number of other uses besides tracking COVID-19 cases. They're going to track you. So worldwide tracking is beginning. Already out there. It's already started. The digital clearance system now is being used by United Airlines on flights between London and Newark, Cathay Pacific on flights between Hong Kong and Singapore. And this has been out. It was reported by TOT News on November 15th, 2020, just a week ago or so. So here's what the deal is, and here's what they were doing. So they had volunteers, travelers, right, landing at Newark Liberty International Airport on United flights from London Heathrow, use the Common Pass Health Pass on their mobile apps or their mobile phones to document their COVID-19 status and share it with airline staff as soon as they disembarked. So they had to show their thing. If you project it, what happens if you don't have it? They don't let you off the plane, right? Officials from U.S. Customs and Border Protection and Centers for Disease Control, our old friends, the CDC, observed the Common Pass demonstration in Newark. So everybody was there to see how it worked. Was it smooth? Did it work the way it's supposed to? The transatlantic trial followed a successful trial already been done, already there, of Common Pass on Cathay Pacific from Hong Kong to Singapore. That was done October the 6th. So this is not conversation stages, my friends. This is something that is actively happening right now. It's in front of us today, and we have to be aware of it. Don't believe anybody that tells you it's not going down. We're seeing the beginning phases of a worldwide tracking system that will be linked to healthcare status of every one of us. And this has always been the agenda. Track and trace. Everything that you see going around you, the separation of people, the anger that we all have for each other, this is part of a global agenda. This is not local, in my opinion. So you need to do your homework. You need to start looking at all this stuff. The word technocracy, I told you in the beginning I was going to start using it. Technocracy has never been used by actual technocrats. These are the globalists. These are the Facebook people. These are the big pharmas. These are the people, like Tesla and so forth. This is referring to a new world order, a one world order, if you will, technologically. And all of these, you know, these terms refer to an agenda that has the same ultimate goal. So let's go back to Common Pass. Common Pass is a cog in the Great Reset Plan. Okay. It's the beginning stage of mass tracking and tracing under the guise of keeping all of us safe from infectious diseases. Let me tell you something. It will not be limited to COVID-19. This is just the beginning. They're not going to let you out of the mess. This is just the beginning of control across the board, and it's using your medical choices as the ushering in of the situation. The pandemic is just the justification for what we're seeing unfold in front of us. Do not be fooled that is anything else but that. You know, when I'm out and about, many of you know, I'll wear a mask in the office for my patients in the hallway because I don't want to be able to be shut down so I can't help you and your families. But at the end of the day, I'm not worried about you. I'm not worried about anybody else. I've taken good care of myself. There are tons of nutrition and, you know, things that you can do to maintain yourself. But this has nothing to do with that. So here's what it comes down to. This control, this run by these self-appointed elitists, the situation is straightforward. This is a total dismantling of our whole way of life. It's a dismantling of your choices, your freedoms of healthcare, and ultimately extended to, this includes the U.S. Constitution. And as the national borders are erased and broken down and we have global format, this is what's going on. You know, I don't like getting into politics, not on this program. This program is about telling you about your healthcare choices. And that's what we're doing today. But you have to understand and see what happens when I sit on the beach for too long. I start reading and I start putting the linkages together of all the things that I'm aware of. Look, we're coming up to a break. I want to make sure that you have all the information that you need today. Don't go away. I'll be right back after these messages.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Got a very interesting and somewhat, you know, rattling program for you today. It's on healthcare, but it's also on what's happening around us. Every once in a while, I have the opportunity, as I said, to read way too much, but then I document and I research and I put it together. And I want to share that information with all of you, because moving forward, it's not only do you have the right to vaccinate or not vaccinate, is it your opportunity to live in freedom of all choices. And we talked about this unfolding of this craziness that's taking place, and it's global. It's not just in the United States. We talked about technocracy. Technocracy is a resource-based economic system, which is why what we talked about earlier, the World Economic Forum talks about creation of a sustainable digital finance. That means controlling everything globally, a carbon-based economy, if you will, a carbon credit trading. But this has to do with your health choices. This has to do with everything that we're putting together over a period of time relative to our lives, our choices for our children, the food that we eat, the decisions that we make. You know, sustainable finance refers to financial services integrating everything from healthcare to the environment to social governance and so forth and so on. You know, when combined with a sustainable digital finance platform, it can take advantage of energy technologies. You know, we're talking about artificial intelligence. We're talking about things of that nature where they set aside the human choice, if you will. There's a guy by the name Professor Klaus Schwab, and he's the founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum that we talked about a moment ago. He stated that the fourth industrial revolution, and I'm going to quote him, he said, leads to fusion of our physical, digital, and biological identity, complete with implantable microchips capable of reading your thoughts. That's Dr. Klaus, right? So guess what? This no longer sounds so far-fetched when you consider that technocracy requires social engineering to work. It requires total surveillance. It requires that each of us be tied to a digital matrix. Remember the movie The Matrix? Not so far off, my friends. Physical and mental and financially, to the place where you can't rebel. You're locked in, and this is where it's going. So if you want to learn more about the history and intent behind technocracy, there's a great read, authors by the name is Patrick Woods, P-A-T-R-I-C-K, Patrick Woods. And the books are Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation, and Technocracy, the Hard Road to World Order. Read them and then start making decisions. But please, I beg of you, make sure that you are at a place where you don't become a lemming. Because everything that's going on, this masking, this separation, this social distancing, all these things have to do with a common situation. It's called keeping us in a place where we were willing to do virtually anything. You know, the global lockdowns are part of the parcel that we're looking at as well. And, you know, you may have seen articles musing on how, you know, waterways and air cleaned up while, you know, everyone kept indoors for weeks on end. And, you know, we saw the lakes and so forth. Who knows? You know, in the future, we may have, you know, rolling lockdowns to do certain things. You know, we just have to lock everybody down now. And, you know, we'll let you out later on after we, but social distancing, if you will, and mask wearing separates us from each other. It demoralizes us. It dehumanizes us. And it makes us feel what? Fearful and upset and depressed and anxious. And that's why we have young children who are killing themselves, and older people are doing the same thing. They have nothing to look forward to. They don't. And the amount of people that we see coming into the practice who are depressed, who are anxious, and had never been before in their life, it's because of everything that we're seeing. So sooner or later, somebody's going to come up with a fix. Well, welcome to 2030, my friends. 2030, year 2030. On November 2016, the World Economic Forum published an article, and it was in Forbes magazine. It was entitled, Welcome to 2030. And when it started out, it says, I own nothing, I have no privacy, and life has never been better. Isn't that something? Life has never been better because you don't have anything. It becomes global. Let's read beyond the creepy headline and let's see what it's really all about. So it says, welcome to the year 2030. Welcome to my city, or should I say our city? I don't own anything. I don't own a car. I don't have a house. I don't make any decisions. I don't own appliances. It might seem odd, but it makes perfect sense for us living particularly in the city. Everything you considered a product now has become a service. We've had access to transportation, accommodation, food, all things that we need in our lives on a day-to-day basis. One by one, these things became free. So it's ended up not making sense for guys like me who have been around this, you know, for a long time. It doesn't make any sense that our children want debt-free education. It doesn't make any sense that they think that they should have everything that we've worked hard for. It doesn't make any sense that, you know, we should have to follow everybody else's decision relative to how we do what we do, but in our healthcare and how we protect ourselves and how we want to live our lives, which is our God-given right that we're rapidly losing across the board. Let's talk about something called techno-tyranny, steps into broad daylight. That's another article you can look up. The Last American Vagabond article. Okay, techno-tyranny, and it says how U.S. national security state is using coronavirus to fulfill Orwellian vision. Remember George Orwell, 1984? Read that book. If you haven't read it, read it and read it again because it's rapidly adopting what we're seeing right now, artificial intelligence-driven mass surveillance. It's important that we understand this. I'm going to get back into this in the next half of the program. I hope this is rattling you just a little bit. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle, and this is a different program, one that I decided that all of you needed to know something about, one that as I was sitting on the beach over Thanksgiving at Pawley's Island, that I was doing way too much reading and putting things together for another program that I'm going to be presenting in about another week or so, just before Christmas, and it's not about what's really happening in our healthcare environment and the control across the board that we're being subject to. And it's really important that you understand that this is not something that is a maybe. This is an absolute that is beginning to unfold. Please educate yourself. As I've said to you many times in the past, don't believe me or anybody else. Do your homework. My job is to provoke you, particularly when it comes to your decisions about your own health, the things that you want to eat, how you want to take care of yourself, your ability to stay private, if you choose to stay private, those things are being rapidly dismantled as we move forward. Talked a little bit about, you know, George Orwell's 1984, in which the government controlled every aspect of a person's life, including the way you thought, their very thoughts. If this goes forward 10 years from now, in 2030, if technocrats have their way, you're going to be chipped. You're going to be barcoded in a way that they're going to be able to influence. Now, this vaccine, as we've talked about in the past, has some very interesting ramifications. And what I mean by that is simply this, is that it ties into your RNA, your ribonucleic acid, which is your conductor. It's your director. It's your orchestrator of your DNA. So it can get you to do virtually and to portray virtually anything genetically that has been implanted in you. And here's the scary thing. It is passed on. Once it's locked into your gene pool, it's passed on generationally. So those of us who are, you know, done the, beyond the procreation stage, like me, but my children, my grandchildren, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews, these are the ones that will continue, if they're they succumb to this, are going to have to pay the price generationally. So scientists today seem intent on turning Orwell's nightmarish vision into reality and using this COVID-19 pandemic, national security, if you will, public health as justification for doing what we're seeing is taking place. This is not going to go away. It may dumb down a little bit. It may modify a little bit. But, you know, right now, it's beyond putting the frog in the boiling water and slowly turning it up, or putting the water and slowly turning it up to boil, because we're there. That's been happening now for a long time. But in the advent of artificial intelligence, the algorithms can and will, if they get into your system through these vaccines, make decisions for you. And if you don't think it's possible, start doing some reading, but real reading. It'll effectively eliminate your individuality. We all become one. We put a freeze on your digital wallet and identification, so we become one. So we go through and you start looking as you're watching things eliminated from YouTube and from Facebook and so forth. Why? Why is it that you can't have the ability to express yourself and speak out? Do you know how many medical pieces I've had removed from my social media? I did a program about 3-4 weeks ago, I forget now, when I was talking about vaccinations and so forth, and my webmaster got a hold of me and told me that my site had been knocked down again. My Twitter site and one other site had been knocked down. I hadn't put anything on the site, but obviously they're listening to me. So they'll probably get knocked down again after today's program. But here's the deal. You're not going to have any advance warning. There's going to be no justification that's going to be given. Imagine what happens if all your freedom of health care is taken away from you. Your finances and everything that you do were all tied together. It was into a digital system. I'm sure that, you know, what I've gone through right now have discouraged most everybody that's listening to the program today. But my friends, please take this seriously. You know, the advent of this globalism, this 2030 agenda, this technocracy, artificial intelligence, is much further along than most of us can even begin to imagine. You know, the U.S. Government, there was a group dedicated to examining how artificial intelligence can address national security and defense needs. And everybody said, oh, that's great, right? It has to do with changes in American economy and society must undergo in order to ensure a technologically superior advantage over China. You notice how everything has been kind of been positioned. Just take the words I've been telling you today and think about all the news that you've been listening to. It goes on and even further, you know, these hard-driven AI technologies, you know, are going to be used for mass surveillance. And that's where we run into problems. You know, there's articles upon articles upon articles that are out there. And so you need to know some things. It's like, how do you reset? How do you reset and fight this thing? So ironically, well, the real plan is to is user in a tech driven globalist run, dystopia, if you will, free from democratic controls. Technocrats, you know, are trying to plan a way to bring us back into harmony with nature. That's the driving thing. They're going to bring us back to a natural setting. And that's what everybody's buying into, but it's a shell. It's a shell game. It's a veil that's been putting across. You know, as I said earlier, this global takeover, if you will, I hate to use that word, but the medical tyranny and censorship that is emerging during this pandemic are simply unavoidable elements in this globalist reset, this technocratic vision, if you will. And if we don't do something, we're in trouble. And we have to make some decisions and we have to take some sides, as I said at the beginning. Sounds far-fetched, right? But when you follow the technocratic plan to its end, that's basically what you end up with. There are warning signs around us. Don't ignore them when it comes to your choices of health. Don't ignore them when you understand that you're being put into place where you're being made to feel depressed and anxious for a purpose. It's critical that we understand, and going back to, you know, Benjamin Franklin, when he said, those of us who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. That's what's upon us. If you're open for some practical strategies on, you know, how you can respond to this craziness, there's a lot of things out there. There's a video that you can find. It's called Important Messages on Vaccines. You can go find that on Joe Mercola's website. You can find it, I think, on YouTube, but it hasn't been taken down. But protect your right to informed consent and defend vaccine exemptions. You know, with all the uncertainty surrounding the safety and efficacy of vaccines, it's critical to protect your right to make personal choices, independent decisions, if you will. Exercise your informed consent to vaccination. It's critical. It's urgent. It's beyond that every American stand up and fight to protect and expand vaccine-informed consent. You need to know what you're getting into. You need to, you know, they use the saying, think globally but act locally. National vaccine policy recommendations are made at the federal level, but vaccine laws are made at the state level. And that's what you have to really understand. Policy goes from above down, but the implementation of the laws are local on state levels. It is the state level where your action to protect your vaccine rights are critical. Get involved. If you're in Virginia, if you're in Maryland, if you're in, you know, Kentucky, if you're in Tennessee, if you're in West Virginia, you've got to get involved and put pressure on your state people, your representatives, your lobbyists, and so forth. America's choices are being threatened, and they're being threatened by well-paid lobbyists and drug companies and medical trade associations and public health officials who are dramatically and effectively trying to persuade legislators to strip away all vaccine exemption laws across the board. You know, there's a site that you need to go to. It's called NVICA, and it's short as NVICAdvocacy.org. So it's www.nvicadvocacy.org. It gives you immediate and easy access to your own state legislators. It tells you what they got up their sleeve, what they're doing, the laws that are in place. Make sure that, you know, if you've had vaccine problems, that you let people know, that you become vocal. This is something that we all have to get behind. And if we don't get behind it, we're in trouble. If we don't get behind it, we're going to be corralled and told how, when, and where, and what we're going to do. If we don't get behind it, my friends, this is something that is not going to be reversible. You have to act now, and we have to act globally now. It's important that you understand that if you have a choice, that choice is going to be eliminated at a later time. It's important that you inform yourself, you protect your family, you get all the information, you quit listening to the talking heads. The bias that the media has at this point is slanted. And by the way, that brings me up another book. It's called Cheryl Atkinson's book. It's simply called Slanted. Again, I've been reading way too much. You really need to understand that and take action accordingly. Make a difference for you and your family. If you don't do that, you're going to be looking back at the end of our years and our lives, and you're going to say, you know, what now? What are we going to do? When we come back into the next part of the program, I'm going to talk to you a little bit of how you can protect yourself. We're going to talk about melatonin and vitamin C, which will help treat this COVID-19 and other situations as well. It's important that you have the tools. Dr. Tom Rozelle Live has always been about giving you the important immediate information that you need to have to protect yourself, but also to do what you need to do to move forward and maintain the freedom of your healthcare as best you possibly can and not allow anybody to take that from you. You know, your ideas may not be the same as my ideas. They may not be the same as anybody else's, but they're your ideas. But you need to do it from a place of education. You need to do it from a place of understanding. You need to implement based on your willingness to take the steps that are necessary to protect you and your family. So when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about melatonin. We're going to talk about COVID-19 a little bit, what you can do to make things better, calming the oxidative stress within your body and handling it as the best you possibly can. But please, if you don't take anything away from this program, get informed and get involved and don't sit back and think that somebody else is going to do it for you, because suddenly you're going to realize that everything that you do relative to healthcare is going to be controlled. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live as you do every Sunday. We will be right back and wrap this up for you, give you some very important data. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on WMAL.
Welcome back to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle as you do every Sunday, 11 a.m. on the Eastern Seaboard. Make sure that you tell all your friends about us and that we're here bringing you the most immediate and intimate information as we possibly can hand out to you. And I know it's a lot to consume sometimes, but nevertheless, talk to you about things that are happening, but I want to talk to you about things that you could do to protect yourself. Melatonin, kind of an interesting hormone. It's synthesized in a little gland in your brain called the pineal gland, and it has an effect on multiple organs. You know, it's well known for its ability to regulate sleep, but it's also critical to keep your energy balanced, these little engines called mitochondria within your body. It helps recharge something called glutathione. And by the way, glutathione deficiency has been linked to COVID-19 severity. Melatonin and vitamin C together can make a huge difference in turning off any viral problem. But interesting data that just came out of the Cleveland Clinic found that patients who use supplemental melatonin had a 28% lower risk of testing positive for COVID-19. Black or dark-skinned people who use melatonin were 52% less likely to test positive for the virus. So this is like a really important hormone that all of us produce, but unfortunately over time we don't produce as much. Melatonin attenuates several pathological features of COVID-19. It knocks it down, including the huge inflammatory cytokine cascade that everybody talks about, the oxidation degeneration, the exaggerated immune response, dumbs it down. It decreases that respiratory or respiratory, if you will, distress syndrome, the problem on the lungs. There was an interesting report of 36 of a group of patients, that were given somewhere between 36 milligrams to 72 milligrams of intravenous melatonin per day as an adjunctive therapy to standard of care, and they improved within 4 to 5 days, and every one of them survived. These are patients that were all critically ill that tested positive for COVID-19. there's so many things out there that can fix this thing, and we're ignoring them. Urgent care clinics using high dosages of melatonin in combination with vitamin C and vitamin D, as you've heard me say many, many times, they've successfully treated hundreds of COVID-19 patients. Melatonin enhances vitamin D signaling. It tells it what to do in the body. So when your vitamin D level goes down, sometimes it's a result of not enough melatonin, and your melatonin is not being produced. Why is it that we have such a great problem? Melatonin works like an off-on switch between daylight and nighttime. At nighttime, it works. At daytime, it's being it's being shut down because it doesn't have to work then. So if we have any kind of digital input, if we have any kind of light in our environment, our melatonin production is going to be very, very low. So knowing that, wouldn't it be great for you to go to bed in a completely dark room, as I've said many times? Understanding that melatonin, vitamin D, zinc, and C can virtually turn most viral patterns around, wouldn't it be important to take this stuff? I want you to remember drtomrozell.com, because within another week or so, we're going to have all kinds of things available to you, and you're going to be able to glean a whole lot of information that we feel that you need to have, including what type of nutrient bases and so forth to help protect yourself and your family. But glutathione deficiency has been linked and to all kinds of things. It plays an important role in cancer prevention and cardiovascular problems. It increases immune response. We just talked about vitamin D. It prevents or improves immune diseases like type 1 diabetes. It's important in supporting energy transport. It regulates the ability for your genes to express themselves the way they were supposed to. It actually has anti-convulsant and anti-excitotoxic proxy. So somebody who's suffering with, seizure-like or convulsive type of activity, glutathione really works well. It slows it down. It's important that you understand what your choices are. So if we have a problem with a lung, acute lung injury or a respiratory syndrome or exaggerated immune response, excessive oxidative stress or inflammation, we need to be using a combination of glutathione, but the right way. And sometimes, by the way, the most effective is suppository. We'll tell you more about that, and it'll be on that website within the next week or two. So keep looking at it, and we'll make sure that we get it there. But it also quells and reduces anxiety, and it helps improve sleep and increases dramatically clinical outcomes. So the combination, as far as I'm concerned, of glutathione and melatonin reduces all kinds of problems within the body. We use it on a regular basis within the practice, whether it's somebody who's in chronic pain patterns, we use it ongoingly. Somebody who has had brain trauma increases their cognitive capacity. People who are in a slow decline, it seems to stop it in many situations. It's been our experience clinically. We use it with people who have Crohn's disease and so forth. There's so much more. I wish this program was another 3 hours long. I'd love to give you much more data, but keep looking at that site and we'll get the information out there, drtomrozell.com. It'll be there within the next couple of weeks. We're here every Sunday, 11 a.m., bringing you the best information that's available to us, and we do it for one reason and one reason only, simply because we love you all. See you next week. Have a great week. Bye-bye.